This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, September 17th. God's word to you today is posture. Our scripture reading is taken from Revelation 4, verses 10 to 11, and taken from the New King James Version. And it says, "The 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worships him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, 'You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power.'" Twice in our study of John 8, we see crowds attempt to stone Jesus. In the first instance, the wisdom that Jesus spoke confounded them, and they dropped their stones and left. This same Jesus says to us in Luke 21, verses 14 to 15, "So don't worry in advance about how to answer the charges against you, for I will give you the right words and such wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to reply or refuse you." This was exactly what we see playing out in the scenario of Jesus versus the crowds. I pray that on every matter, God will give you the right words and such wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to reply or refute. The Voice translation puts it this way: "Make up your mind in advance, not to plan your strategy for answering their questions. For when the time comes, I will give you the words to say, wise words, which none of your adversaries will be able to answer or argue against." I pray that this will be your testimony in Jesus' name. The second time they attempted to stone Jesus, the Bible says Jesus was hidden from them. Yesterday we learned that the phrase "hidden from them" means covered in the same way hen covers her chicks. Psalm 91 verses 1 to 4 says, "He who abides in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler." This is taken from the New King James Version. The God of heaven will cover you with His feathers in the mighty name of Jesus. It is important for you to know that the safest place ever is under the shadow of the Almighty God, and we abide in His presence by worshiping Him. We must also remember that our freedom is actually in our slavery to Jesus Christ. Slaves to Christ, has He not set us free and made us joint heirs with Him? Being joint heirs with Christ is what He has done for us, and that is who we are eternally. But because of what He has done for us, like the 24 elders, we take our crowns and our glory and lay it down at His feet. We bow to Him as our King and our God. Even though He has set us free, and we are truly free, even though He has made us heirs, that is what He has done for us. We make ourselves His servants. That is what we are doing for Him. Though we have been made sons and heirs, we willingly worship Him. That is the posture we have to take. Being slaves to Christ does not diminish us. We are not servants who do not have a place in the family. He has already given us a place. When a man gets married, he picks that one woman out of the 7 billion people in the world and makes her his wife. He has made her his friend and his mate. She will see him in lights no one else has seen him or can ever see him. That is her privilege. But the onus is on her to submit, to bow, and to honor the man, her own husband. Let us pray. Father, I thank You for Your word. I worship You in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.